I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Marin moves to restrict tobacco products. West Marin rushes to meet the demands of a shelter crisis. President Trump spooks the Bay Area. A ballot initiative calls for a tax on the state's billionaires. And Muir Woods National Park gets a week of normalcy. The cost for a pack of cigarettes in Marin County may go up to $12 next year, with dollar hikes every 2 years after that. The Marin County Board of Supervisors voted last week to advance an ordinance limiting the sale of tobacco products. The new law would also ban discounts and coupons, as well as the sale of electronic cigarettes or vapes. Marin County Public Health Officer Lisa Santora said Marin is number three among California counties in the use of e-cigarettes by adolescents. That's three times the state average. If the ordinance is approved on November 18th, cities can adopt local versions by July 1st, with countywide enforcement beginning next September. On the coast, there's a flurry of activities around the acquisition and remodeling of various properties by the Community Land Trust Association of West Marin, also known as CLAM. Their mission is to house displaced and ill-housed farm worker families by March 1st. That's when a dozen ranches on Point Reyes National Seashore will close operations. The closures are happening in accordance with a new land management plan brought by the National Park Service as part of a legal agreement with the Nature Conservancy and other environmental groups. The second group to get housed includes about 30 people living in trailers on the Martinelli Ranch in the mainland. The association has already fixed up a triplex where it has placed a family of four from the Martinelli location and a family of five from the National Seashore. It's all a part of a three-year shelter crisis declared by the county in March, which allowed a one-acre lot in Point Reyes Station to become a temporary tiny home village. Tom McCafferty, CLAM's director of properties, said the construction at the lot of 6th and B Street will begin late November. Septic and other below-ground construction will be engineered above required standards, he said, so the property can be used twice, first for the tiny homes and later for permanent affordable housing. Last week, President Trump called for the National Guard and federal agents to go into San Francisco. By Thursday, Trump said he was canceling the plans after hearing from a handful of billionaires from Silicon Valley and speaking with Mayor Daniel Lurie. But the chilling effect had already taken hold. That same day, federal agents arrived on Coast Guard Island in the Oakland estuary, a move widely seen as the first step of a surge. At about 10 p.m., someone drove a U-Haul truck backwards towards armed Coast Guard personnel. The driver allegedly ignored repeated orders to stop, and security personnel opened fire. A bystander was injured, and the driver was shot but is in stable condition. Since taking office, Trump has ordered National Guard troops from various states into Portland, Chicago, Memphis, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles. He said the soldiers are needed to stop rampant crime and civil unrest. Faced with deep federal cuts to social service programs, labor and health care groups have launched a ballot initiative to levy a one-time 5% tax on a very small number of Californians, billionaires. According to a report by CalMatters, the proposed tax would allow billionaires to pay off the obligation over 5 years. The revenue would go into a special fund with 90% reserved for health care and 10% for K-12 education. Organizers say the initiative could generate $100 billion. California is estimated to lose roughly $30 billion annually in federal Medicaid funds due to the president's new spending bill. The state Medicaid agency estimates that 3.4 million people will lose insurance coverage. Organizers for the initiative must gather nearly 900,000 signatures to qualify for the 2026 ballot. Muir Woods National Monument will be open as usual through the end of October. Three companies that operate there have agreed to pay the bills for a week, covering power and water, as well as the salaries for about 20 furloughed park rangers and maintenance staff. National parks across the country have been closed since the October 1st federal shutdown. The donors include Muir Woods Trading Company, which operates the gift shop and cafe, Ace Parking, and the tour company Must See Tours. Visitors will not be charged the usual $15 entrance fee through October 31st. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.